is our reach you once again, and we thank you and thank the Lord for the privilege we have of coming to you with another message from the precious Word of God. I want to call our attention to some things this time. First of all, one scripture is found in Isaiah 55 and verse 6. It reads like this: Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. I call our attention to another verse this time. It is found in Psalm 27 and verse 8 of this psalm. Seek ye my face. When thou saidest, Seek ye my face, my heart said, Thy face will I seek, O God. This man responded to the invitation, and this man sought the face of God, and this man found a real blessing. We have again the language found in the Gospel by Luke, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6 and verse 33. These were the words that fell from the lips of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he said to men and women just like you and I, he said, Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call ye upon him while he is near. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you. There is one more I want to call our attention to. This one again is found in the Gospel by Luke, and it is chapter 13 and verse 24. We have these words, Many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. Now, friends, our Savior told us we could enter. He exhorted us to enter. He begged us to enter. But then he tells us of a day coming when many, I say unto you, shall seek to enter in and shall not be able. Then he tells us why, when once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door. That's the door shut. In other words, that's the door locked. And men that are not in are shut out and shut out forever. So now, with uninterested God and Savior in the sons of men, let me gather up a few threads from the scriptures that I've called our attention to. And the first one was, Seek ye. And then on the other hand, some are saying, What do you mean, seek ye? Well, first of all, it is seek. Something is lost. And that something is someone, and that someone may be you. And so the Lord would like to have you for his own. And he said, Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. So friends, the day is coming, according to the word, when men will seek the Lord and shall not find him. But it is not too late today. This is the day of salvation. This is the day of privilege. This is the day of your golden opportunity when you could take time out to seek the Lord. Men seek for pleasure, seek for wisdom, and seek for other things, money and so on, but they are forgetting the most and all important thing, and that is the things of God. And again, let me press on our hearts and minds these words, Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you. That was a promise made by the Savior. He said, If you take time out and you seek the kingdom of God, then you have this promise from the Lord that other things will follow. And we've known men and women, boys and girls, in our short experience, that they first of all sought the kingdom of God, and after they did that, they found themselves in pleasant circumstances, having everything for the life that now is, and then they had in reserve the life which is to come. Why, friend, in this life, we say in the language of a poet, only one life will soon be passed, and then the word comes, only what is done for Christ will last. We gather up a few things in this life, but when a few years have come and gone, then the word tells us that we must go the way of all the earth. We leave this scene, and when we came into the world, why the Word of God said, we brought nothing into this world, and he said, it is certain that we carry nothing out. Nothing in my hand I bring when I came in, and let me tell you, nothing will I take out when I go. That is of material thing. But again, I press this verse on your hearts and minds that is found in Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 6. And again we have, Seek ye, seek ye. Never mind what the others are doing, but he said, seek ye the first the kingdom of God. Now, if I take time out and seek the Lord, and seek the kingdom, and seek his righteousness, then listen, I've already then got the best, and I'm fitted then for heaven. And then I can say, no matter what comes or goes, it is well with my soul. And when I leave this earth, because we come to this earth, and we spend about 70 years, and the Word says, if there be 80, there is labor and sorrow. And then we leave this, and the Word said, we soon fly away. But if my soul is saved, it will be safe in the arms of Jesus. It will be at home with the Lord, which is far better. But if my soul is not saved, it will be with the lost in the lost eternity to wail out my own folly. Had I listened to the Word of God, had I responded to that invitation, had I sought the Lord while he may be found, and had I called upon him while he is near, you see the Word of God said, though he be not very far from every one of us. And then the Word of God says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 8, what saith it? The Word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Can it be, said someone, if I simply own with my mouth Jesus as my Lord, if I accepted him as my Savior, would I then be saved? I repeat his own word once again, and it is not the word of the preacher, but as it is in truth the word of the living God, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Oh, said someone, if that's true, then surely I must be saved, for I have with my mouth owned Jesus as my Savior. I do believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. Hear his own words, thou shalt be saved. And again, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I wonder if you're interested in the salvation of your soul. You know, we say passing onward, quickly passing, but I ask you, whither bound? Is it to the many mansions where eternal rest is found, or am I traveling down to endless doom and despair, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched? Now, beloved friend, what a contrast between heaven and the awful place where men are going if they die unsaved. In the glory land, we have everything there that would make men and women happy. In the caverns of a lost eternity, everything that would make them sad and miserable and wretched. And one of these places you're going, men and women, whether you like it or not. Ah, if you're saved, you're on your way to heaven. If you're lost, you're on the way to a lost eternity. But today is the day of salvation. And again the word comes, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Have you ever taken time out and got down on your knees and said, Lord, I'm a lost, guilty sinner, and I don't want to be in a sinner's hell. I want to gain heaven above everything else. Well, the Word of God says, if any man say, I have sinned and perverted that which is right, then God is gracious unto him and says, deliver that man from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. Where did he find that ransom? Well, the Word of God said about the Lord Jesus Christ that he gave himself a ransom, a redeemer, a sacrifice, a Savior. And in the heart of our God, he would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. It's a wonderful thing, men and women, when people are seeking, and seeking by prayer, or by reading in the Word of God, or by going to gospel meetings under the sound of the Word of God, and feeling after God, and reaching after God, though he be not far from any one of us. Well, I go back to the New Testament once again, and I give us the words that's found in the Gospel by Luke. And the Word tells us this, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek that first. Never mind. Let other things slip. Make sure of heaven. And one said, I would make sure of heaven. I would enter the fold. And if you come to Christ right where you are here and now, if you'll accept Christ as your Savior, God, for Christ's sake, will forgive your sins. And he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You see, God has a righteousness that satisfies himself. Where is that found, said someone? Well, in the Lord Jesus Christ. He was made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. There you have completeness, and it's all in Christ. And then the Word of God says to us, he hath made us accepted in his beloved Son. Will you not seek him today? Will you not come to Christ as a lost sinner? Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. If that cry rang from your soul, I want to be saved, Lord, and saved above anything else or everything else, he would hear that cry, and then by the power of the Spirit of God through the Word would reveal Christ crucified as one that satisfied the claims of God. You would then trust the Savior. Your sin would be forgiven. Your soul would be saved, and you would be on your way to heaven.